13 past 11, Sky Sports Radio. Now we've got this afternoon harness racing getting underway at Bathurst. First at 1:37, Michael Dumsey joins me now. Morning, Mick.
Good morning, Cozzy.
First there today, we've got a two-year-old filly's pace and a full field of nine.
Yeah, a good little race here to open up proceedings, Cozzy. Number one goes on top for a switch is York Minister. This filly's coming off a very good third last time out when it just never got a crack at them up the straight. I think if it would have got through, might have beat the winner, but it would have definitely run second. From gate number one today, Bernie Hewitt will let her find her feet, and she'll be right in the firing line. I think she gets the job done here at the 2:25. For second, we'll go with number nine, which is Lady Euphemy. This one is also second up this afternoon. It was in a similar sort of a race to York Minister the other night at Bathurst. It was a good run, and I think from gate number nine, he gets the right sort of favours. And if it can get the brakes up the straight, it should be right in the finish. For third, we'll go with number two, which is Ella Under Fire, one that's trialled well in preparation for this at Young. And for fourth, number five, Ellen Shannon. Numbers here in race one, 1, 9, 2, and 5.
Toe Dividends, the first man of a two, the one of four, Barbarossa Boy, 4:21.10, 7, Big Time Lizzie, 104, 8, Cassia, 3:40, and fourth, 5, Homebush Clint. Second event, two-year-old Colts and Geldings, full field of nine.
Here in race number two, I'm looking for Bernie Hewitt to go back-to-back here, Cozzy. Number nine goes on top, Toya Lombo. This one is outside of the draw, but I think from gate number nine, she'll get the right sort of run it needs through the field here, being the lone horse on the second line. It does look to be a little bit of speed drawn to the middle and the outsides of the front line. So nine goes on top with that speed on up front. I think you can get home here at the 4:20. For second, we'll go with number five, Picasso. This one's first up this afternoon, having its first race start. Was a pretty impressive second at its last trial at Menangle. It led on that occasion and did everything right in the run up the straight, so look for it to be the danger. For third, we'll go with number one, Woodland's Wonder, was taking ground off them first up. And for fourth, number three, which is Glendetti Commander. Numbers here in race 2, 9, 5, 1, and 3.
Third event, 9, Bill Shannon, the emergency doesn't get a run.
Yeah, here in race number 3, Cozzy, we've got a shorty in number 2, Wolf's Ride, $1.18, but we can't go past it. It goes on top for us. First up from a spell this afternoon. At its first ever race start, it galloped. I remember that run. It galloped and was a very short price favourite on that occasion. It trialled well in preparation for that first up run. It's trialled well in preparation for this. If it does everything right, I think it gets the job done. For second, we'll go with number 4, which is She's Grinning. This one was a good, consistent third at its first ever race start. It was just a good run in preparation for a bright future for it. So it goes in for second. For third, we'll go with number 11, which is Rocky Lee. It's first up this afternoon, but it has had a couple of trials in preparation for this in good time. And for fourth, number 8, which is Can-Am. Numbers in race 3, 2, 4, 11 and 8.
The fourth, the emergency proper rockstar, number 5, not running.
10 goes on top for us here. Cozzy, a first starter called Dunno Joe. This one has been trialling well down around the Bathurst area. It is by Blissful Hall, this horse, and its runs in the trials have been quite impressive, and its times have been quite good also. Gets the awkward gate here in gate number. I think at the $3.80 gets a play in this race. For second, we'll go with number 3, which is Jewel Stride. It was a good third at its second ever race start. From before that, it was running down the track in a race it just never got into. And gate number 3 today gets Leonard Kane aboard, and it should be right in the finish here. For third, we'll go with number 2, which is Mr. Hindmarsh. A good fourth at its first ever race start. For fourth, number 1, Barkway Gazelle. Numbers here in race 4, 10, 3, 2 and 1.
Now the fifth and 10, Negative Nancy, the emergency, doesn't get a run.
7 goes on top for us here, Cozzy. Another first starter that we're looking at here in this race, which is Scallywag Scout. This one's from the Leary camp down there at Relation here, Penrith. Will Rickson to take the drive. Its trial was quite good in preparation for this. I think you can get the right sort of a run here from gate number 7, and if the favours go its way, the $3.50 looks all right. For second, we'll go with number 8, which is Speed Dial. Another one that's trialled well in preparation for its first up effort. I think if it can get across here from gate number 8, along with Scallywag Scout, they will fight this race out. For third, we'll go with number 6, which is Eccentric. Forget about its last start effort. Before that was running a good third, a good second, at Bathurst and for. Fourth, number 2, Joanna Petronella. Numbers here in race 5, 7, 8, 6 and 2.
Race 6, emergency, Morning Major, number 3, not running.
First of our best bets comes up here, Cozzy, in race number 6, number 10, Sean Simon. He hasn't showed too much in coming back from a spell, but his runs have been in a lot better grade than this. Dennis Pickett takes the reins, and usually when Dennis brings his horses to these sort of meetings, they're nice and forward and ready to go, and I have no doubt that Sean Simon can get the job done here at the $2.25. For second, we'll go with number 2, Sea Kingdom. was first up from a spell when running six last time out. That was at Penrith behind Semi Sensation. It was favourite on that occasion. It was a touch disappointing, although they did go some pretty keen time up on top there. So I'm paying to forgive that horse and put it in for second here. For third, we'll go with number 11, Jetta Shannon. Another one that drops in grade here. And for fourth, number 9, which is Milwaukee Strider. Number 2 in race 6, 10 a good thing, 2, 11 and 9.
All right, the 7th, no alterations.
Yeah, here in race number 7. Number 10 goes on top for us, Cosy, which is Redancy Knight. The horse has drawn out of the draw here. But go back 4 starts ago. It was its best run this time in when running 2nd in a good race. That was at the new track at Wagga Wagga. I think there's enough speed on in this race to suggest that Redancy Knight is going to get into the race. And if it can come with that one run, it can be a very, very hard to beat for Nathan Hoy. For 2nd, we'll go with number 3, Mickey Ramone. The funny sort of a horse, Mickey Ramone, with the right sort of camp, he could beat this field. He's just got to get that right run. So we're going to take him on track and put him in as the danger. The 3rd will go with number 1, Taddy Boy. Good 3rd last time out at Dubbo. And for 4th, number 6, which is Spooky Dreams. Numbers here in race 7, 10, 3, 1 and 6.
And the 8th event, Stormont Star, number 10, not running.
Finishing off with the special in race number 8, Cozzy, another one from the Dennis Picker camp, number 5, which is El Yeah. This mare is a classy mare. She's just been getting into races where she can't get into the race. She's a funny sort of a mare to drive, but I think if Dennis opens up the shoulders this afternoon over the 17:30, she can bounce back into form, and the $2.20 is a good enough price for us to make her a good thing. For 2nd, we'll go with number 4, which is Shannon's the Man. It'll push forward. All the Shannon horses usually show a little bit of speed off the arm. If it does find the lead, it goes in as the definite danger. For 3rd, we'll go with number 3, Ravon Rabbit, another one looking to bounce back into form. And for 4th, you can go with number 1, which is Lucky Lila. Numbers here in the lucky last 5, a good thing from 4, 3 and 1.
Can you find a good thing for us, Mick?
Hopefully, Cozzy. We're looking for the Dennis Picker Yard to deliver the goods this afternoon. Dennis there from Bigger travelling up to Bathurst in race 5, race 6, sorry, number 10, which is Shalom Simon looking to bounce back into form. And in race 8, number 5, El Yeah, she's another mare on the way through looking to bounce back into form. But these are what these sort of races are about, and usually the class gets them over the line.
All right, terrific. Good on you, Mick. Have a great afternoon at Bathurst.
Thanks, Cozzy.